a Choose to Be Happy podcast. I am Olgi. Do you put off doing an activity for fear of the process or the outcome? Do you put off completing a task, even though the thought of not completing it gives you more stress in the long run? You know you need to do something unpleasant, but avoid doing it to avoid the stress associated with the process or the outcome? Do you wait for the last minute to do something? You have so many things to do but don't know where to start. You get so overwhelmed that you're kind of paralyzed. Sometimes you avoid the task and don't do anything at all. Do you sometimes find yourself not doing something because you believe it's not the perfect timing or you're not in the perfect mood? In my research, I found out that procrastination is the act of delaying or avoiding putting off a task until the last minute or past the deadline. Everyone puts things off sometimes, right? But procrastinators chronically avoid difficult tasks and may deliberately look for distractions. Procrastination tends to reflect a person's struggles with self-control. Procrastination is often confused with laziness, but they are different. Procrastination is an active process. For example, you choose to do something else instead of the task that you know you should be doing. In contrast, laziness suggests inactivity. You don't do anything, and an unwillingness to act. Psychology Today says procrastination is driven by a variety of thoughts and habits, but fundamentally, we avoid tasks or put them off because we do not believe we'll enjoy doing them. And we want to avoid making ourselves unhappy, or we may fear that we won't do them well. Cross-sectional studies suggest that procrastination is associated with symptoms of depression, anxiety, and stress, as well as loneliness, unhealthy lifestyles, or reduced life satisfaction. By the way, I'm recording with my kitty, Iggy. He's next to me. I think he believes he's my podcast assistant. Every time I record, he has to be in the recording studio. I can't lock him out because then he'll start crying, meowing. He may make some noises as he's exploring and trying to get attention from me as well. So if you hear any unusual noises, it is Iggy in the background. Psychology Today says there are 5 reasons why we procrastinate. Absence of structure, not having an organized plan of daily action, giving in to your impulses, waiting a quick reward, having quick accessibility to the internet, distractions with social media. For example, if you tend to check your email or social media too often, make it difficult for yourself to connect to the internet. That way you can focus on your task that you need to complete instead. Unpleasant tasks. The most significant predictor of procrastination is a task that's considered stressful, boring, unpleasant, or uninteresting. For example, cleaning your house, sometimes exercising, checking your credit card statements. To feel a level of success and feel you're achieving your goals, I suggest planning to work on the easy to complete task first, then the intermediate task, and then at last the difficult ones. If you focus on completing the most stressful, the more challenging task first, it will take you so much time that you will be discouraged to working on your other tasks. On the other hand, like I said earlier, if you complete your easy tasks first, you will feel more motivated, rewarded, and you will feel like you want to continue working on the future tasks. In other words, once you feel accomplished, you are motivated to continue with other tasks. Timing. Some procrastinators have a faulty sense of time. They think they have more time to complete tasks. Also, they tend to procrastinate when there is a gap between an action, reward, and punishment. One of the solutions is to find a way to make long-term goals feel more like short-term rewards. For example, the painful moment of getting into a cold swimming pool can overpower the delayed benefits of doing morning laps. To overcome that resistance, you need to associate the activity, in this case, doing the morning swimming laps, with the positive mood effect of the exercise, in this case, swimming. Focus on how energized you will feel after your morning swimming, instead of focusing on the cold feeling in the water. Anxiety. While procrastinators may be trying to avoid distress, this approach can ironically cause you more distress in the long run. Avoidance is a well-known form of coping with anxiety. Procrastinators may postpone getting started because of a fear of failure or fear of finding out something that will have a negative effect in an individual's life. For example, suspecting someone stole something from you, but you delay looking for this item for fear of confirming your important item is missing or is in fact stolen. So in this case, the person fears finding out or confirming the truth, the painful truth. Evidence indicates that procrastination is associated with high levels of stress. Finding ways to reduce stress can strengthen you as an individual to reduce procrastination. Self-confidence. When difficulties arise, people with weak self-confidence easily develop doubts about their ability to accomplish the task at hand, while those with strong beliefs are more likely to continue their efforts. For example, not wanting to pursue a college degree, for fear of taking a math class, if math has been your weakness, your fear throughout your life, for example. I will share some key points and tips on how we can overcome procrastination. First of all, it's important that you know that procrastination is not a time management problem. Rather, it is likely due to difficulty managing negative feelings like fear, stress, anxiety, boredom. Avoiding negative emotions and important tasks tend to lead to much worse outcomes in the long run, including more stress and regret. Changing your mindset, rewarding yourself for progress, and letting go of perfectionism can all help you overcome procrastinating tendencies. I suggest to stop making a huge deal out of something. While procrastinators may be trying to avoid distress, this approach can ironically cause more distress in the long run. Keep things in perspective. Think of that stress it will cause if you don't make that important phone call. Tell yourself, this is not my favorite task, but I can get through it. Focus on the why we need to do something. For example, I will clean my closet so I can easily find all my clothes. Or if I have a walk-in closet, so I can walk easily in my walk-in closet. I will exercise so I can avoid health issues, have more energy, reduce my stress level, or lose some weight if that's what I want to do. Use a calendar and a timer. You need to schedule when you're going to work on a project and block out that time, just as you would do an important meeting. Be realistic with your plans. If you're not a morning person, plan your new exercise routine during your lunch break, in the afternoon, or in the evening. Break a task into smaller, more manageable parts. You break a task into simpler, easier to work parts. For example, if you want to write a book, you may choose to make an outline. Identify each chapter and then commit to writing one segment at a time. You may want to write down who the characters in the book are, the characteristics of each character. Also, write the plot the setting, little by little, you will accomplish writing your entire book. But if you just think about, oh my goodness, this book is going to be, let's say, 150 pages. When will I have the perfect setting to write it? When will I have the most energy? When will it be 100% quiet in my studio or my office? You know, all those thoughts may make you feel so overwhelmed that you will not start anytime soon. So like I said earlier, try to break down this challenging, long task into smaller, short, concise, simpler parts. Chunking a task down will help you feel less overwhelmed and more empowered. Stop making excuses to start a project. The time to do it is now. Let's not wait for the perfect mood or the perfect time. Optimize your environment for higher productivity. Turn off or silence your phone, computer during the block time you allotted to complete your task. Make sure your work area is organized, declutter, free of distractions. Personally, work a lot better when my recording studio, my office is clutter-free and is organized. Sometimes we use fun stuff to distract us or help us avoid completing a task that we believe is boring or unpleasant. For example, instead of completing a task, we say, oh, let me just watch this four-episode TV program, or let me just go have a coffee, or I'm going to take a lunch break, or let me go for a walk. Or in other words, what we should be doing is we should be rewarding our good behavior after we complete the task. After we complete the task is when we should go to lunch, watch the movie, or call our favorite friend. It would also help to drop the perfectionism. Let's strive for excellence and not perfection. Think that done is better than perfect. Make some time today to get things done. My friend, I hope these tips help you. Remember that if needed, reach out to a licensed health provider. Thank you for listening to I Choose to Be Happy podcast. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at I Choose to Be Happy, at ICHOOSE number 2, B as in beautiful, EHAPPY. Subscribe for free to my podcast. Turn on the notification bell so you don't miss any future helpful episodes. I appreciate it if you share my Instagram and podcast link with others. Wish you a healthy, prosperous, and happy weeks. Hugs.